Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A&M and Auburn, I'll be right before it. Should be an awesome game. I think actually a more competitive game, just because I think Georgia's going to absolutely wax Notre Dame up and down the field. And it's going to be a 10-point-plus game.
I agree with you, honestly. I think you'll be attending a much more competitive game on Saturday than what's going to happen in Athens. Now, that doesn't take away the fact, as everybody knows, still the importance of this game. And we've been debating back and forth, Aaron, look, for months now, leading up to this game. It's great that it's finally game week, as to whether or not this will be the biggest game in Sanford Stadium history. Do you think that it is?
I mean, it's up there. I did not grow up a Georgia kid, so I don't know all the history of Georgia football, so I'd have to go back into my mom got me this book. She's like, you really, if you're going to live in Atlanta and call yourself a true dog, you need to read this book. It's like all the history of Georgia football, and that will be an off-season reading for me. I got to get back up on games from, you know, 90s to the beginning of time of Georgia football. I know the 2000s well. Obviously, I know when I played and then recent history. So I would say, from my knowledge at least, you know, there's probably some old-timers listening to the show being like, no, the game in 75 or 60 was better or whatever. I don't know. But for me, this is by far, in my recent memory, the best game that is going to happen, occur in Athens and Sanford Stadium. I mean, it's number three versus number seven. Two big teams. Obviously, Notre Dame has a lot of notoriety with their brand. It's the Notre Dame brand. It's incredible. They don't need a conference. I mean, that's plain and simple. They are just that big of a brand. So you got them coming in town, and then every year it seems like we're talking about this Notre Dame team because of the playoffs, because of all the controversy that comes with it, of them not playing in a conference and not playing a conference championship game, them still having a chance to play in the playoffs. So I think this is a big game. A lot of eyes will be watching it. Obviously, you got the SEC dominance right now we've seen so far to start the season off. And Notre Dame has a tough schedule. Obviously, they have to play Georgia. They have to play at Michigan. Stanford is not looking great this year, but they do have to play Southern Cal, who hot and cold with their freshman quarterback Slovis. Mm-hmm. So this is a big game for Notre Dame. I still am a believer that if Notre Dame wins their season, I'm going to go against Mr. Know-It-All Fineball here. If Notre Dame does go 12-0 with their schedule, they do deserve to be in the playoffs. But if they go up there this weekend and lay an egg, which I'm anticipating, versus the Dogs, and you can now knock them out of the playoff discussion, I think it helps the SEC. Because I look at the SEC right now, and I think there's three teams that deserve, and it's early, it's only week three, week four, there are three teams that, in my mind, are three of the best teams in the country, and that's Alabama, that's Georgia, and the way LSU's playing right now, I think LSU is one of the best teams in the country. So now all of a sudden you knock Notre Dame out, I think the Pac-12's out, I think this is going to help, which I predict at the end of the season, help a second SEC team get into the playoffs at the end of the year.
Aaron, when you and Andy's right, everybody is saying that that we're going to just basically just mollywop Notre Dame. In your opinion, what will be the deciding factor in all that? Is it the speed? Is it, you know, the fact that we could run the football? What is it?
I think it's the physicality up front. I think our guys up front, our offensive line, and I'm finally excited to see Swift on primetime. I think there's been a lot of guys who have gotten a lot of attention these first few weeks when it comes to the Heisman. I mean, Jalen, Tua, some of those guys have played some bigger games or maybe some spotlight games where a lot of people are watching. Now this is Swift's opportunity. Primetime, 8 o'clock, everyone in the country is going to be watching this game. If he goes out there and dominates, which I think he can behind that offensive line, and he's already done this season, but not a lot of people have seen that, he goes out there and dominates, and all of a sudden you're talking about Swift now jumping back into this Heisman race and being a top three guy heading into New York, and even a guy like Jake Fromm, too. You know, I was saying on my show the other day, it seems like I haven't talked about Jake Fromm in probably about a month since the beginning of the season. I mean, no one's talking about Jake Fromm because they haven't played anyone. And he's just sneakily doing his thing as always. I think he's over 70%, no interceptions, throwing touchdowns, doing his thing. But no one's talking about Jake Fromm, as an SEC quarterback. We're talking about Burrow. We're talking about Tua. We're talking about what's going on at Florida with their quarterbacks, Kentucky's quarterbacks. I mean, seems like we're talking about every quarterback in the SEC but Jake Fromm. And I think this is an opportunity for him this game, too, to let people know, like, hey, I'm still here, guys. I'm still a 70% quarterback over here. I don't throw a lot of picks. I get my guys in the right right position to go out there and execute. So I think this is an opportunity for those two guys offensively to really show how good they are, how good this offense can be. And then I'm excited to see what the defense can do, because I do think Ian Book is a pretty good quarterback on the other side of the football. Had 5 touchdowns last week. He's feeling good. They do got a bunch of skill guys, both offensively and defensively for Notre Dame. I mean, they are a good football team. So this is a great test. But I think the speed and the size up front, the ability to dominate time of possession, the ability to dominate their defense line is really what's going to propel Georgia to a win.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.